Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 75 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 77 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Partly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly sunny. 73 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees.
Whoever said it was working, you should turn off your Roger and MODAP beeps. I didn't quite get it. Say it again. Thank you.
updated weather. Flash flood warning. Special weather statement. Flood advisory.
YNU standing by. KNMYU, W80 on 147-200, Davey there. Say that again, Willie. I'm sorry. Stepped out for a moment.
I didn't know if you were mobile or not, or if you wanted me to stand by, or if you wanted me to activate something in order to keep this channel clear for a little while you go and investigate your call.
I think right now we'll just hold it on a standby for right now until we can confirm. I want to make sure, obviously, that you know if there is damage, then you know. I just want to confirm things. I don't want to jump the gun on this.
Okay, very good. Yeah, things are back up and running for now, and we'll go from there. If there is another microstorm of sorts, all those fails, 2.6 is where I'll meet you, and you can always call me on the phone, too. So, WABD standing by in case you need me.
Sounds good there, Wally. This is Key. Why and you standing by?
K4 is ULIQ on frequency.
KF8 DPZ standing by.
KF8 DPZ, KE4GYIQ, I'll copy.
I read you 5x9, Joe, how you doing?
Well, so far so good. Boy, that cell I went to just an hour earlier. They had a pretty mighty fine winds there, and I know they said in the news recently just now, you know, minutes ago, that the next wave is going to be possibly more severe and bigger. So I sound like you guys are prepared there on this one, or where are you going to?
Well, I already made it back home from door dashing. I was finishing up just as everything started to hit. But yeah, we're already prepared at this end for this sort of thing. I've learned since a kid to be ready for storms because you never know when something this bad is going to pop up. It was pretty bad out on the roads. The lights were out at 16 in Utica and 16 in Garfield. 16 Mile Road had about 5-6 inches of water on it at Garfield. When I turned on Grosbeck to get towards my neighborhood, same thing, set out the 16 Mile Road, and there's even a couple of streets in my neighborhood that have about 6 inches of water in them, or did. I have no idea how much of it is drained off because I haven't been out. I got home, and I'm like, yeah, I'm getting out of this mess.
Yep, QSL that. I never could understand why they don't put storm drains in the streets since you know, the drainage system is just a little bit bigger. That way they cover the massive flooding that could happen with the downpours like this. It's like they just have enough room and enough space for big storms, and they just don't put enough in there to cover the infrequent but bad flooding.
No, they certainly don't seem to be prepared for something that this massive is anymore. Are you all set and ready to weather anything that comes through soon?
Well, I got my radios all set. I got backup powers all set. I got about two handhelds and a scanner. I can monitor more than one frequency.
Flash flood warning.
And if I got to go in the basement, I hope I have enough time and ability and strength and balance to make it if I had to. But I hope I don't have to do that. Back to you.
70 degrees.
Yeah, copy that. I hope you make it down there, too. Yeah, we're set up with backup power here. I got about 3 days worth of gasoline for the generator. I keep that kind of thing in stock. I got multiple handhelds that I can keep an eye on thing. And if it gets bad enough, I'm going to turn this base that I'm talking to on right now into crossband repeat so I can use a handheld from the basement and still get out.
Yeah, I'm reading something on a screen now, K4ZYQ, that watch or advisory, flood watch advisory in effect till 4:30 p.m. for Macomb County at least. But that doesn't mean we're not going to get it after that. So you never know. But yeah, I got some backup powers for a fridge and radios and all sorts of stuff, you know, the main radio. Just have to switch it over. Got an extra lighting, you know, battery lights and stuff. And as long as I keep the fridge going, the sub pump going, the radio's going, and everything's in solid initial condition, I might be fine. Back to you.
Hey, sounds good. Sounds like you're all set up, just like we are at this end. So here's hoping it doesn't get as bad when it comes through later on. Right now there's a flash flood warning going on, and that's until 1645. Okay, where's that for? They've Central Macomb County, all right. And the hazardous weather outlook, come on, open up. Let's see here. You got they're warning about more stuff coming through between 4 and 10 tonight. And at the very bottom of it, spotter information statement is, dispatchers, please notify your emergency managers immediately. Spotter activation is likely this afternoon and evening. It's one of the reasons I'm out here. Back to you.
Yeah, K4ZYQ. I'm going to let this repeat to be open for any, being it's linked, I believe, to a lot of other ones. I'll clear this one and get on another one that's just a Skywarn for this, I don't know if it's Wayne County or Oakland or one of the local ones. I'll be scanning different ones, listening out. So K4ZYQ, clear, but listening.
Happy that. You be safe out there, Joe. KF8DPZ, standing by.
K8NYU, W8V, gas check. K8NYU, W8VD, checking up on you.
K8NYU, yeah, hey Wally, there's decent flooding, and grassy here, but, Slowly trying to get down there. Nothing major, but there's little patches of heavy water. So may text Jeff and see what he thinks about starting the net here later on. I know they had just mentioned the possible spotter activation. So
yeah, I saw that mail too. So okay. Well, I'm just checking up on you. So for right now, I'll be your temporary contact if you need any help or you're in trouble or anything else like that. You know, and of course, you got your cell phone as well. But I just want to make sure all looks good.
I appreciate that, Wally. I'll let you know when I'm down there and what I see. So hopefully nothing. And I don't see what happens. But I appreciate you keeping your ears on.
Anyway. Okay, very good. WATV. You got your new radio with you, too?
I brought just my my ham right now. I didn't bring the P25 radio because I left it on the charger to charge up, hopefully that'll be ready later on.
No, I just want to know where to call you. All right, I'll keep in touch. We'll stay at 147-200, back up 2.6, and that'd be the, I'll be here.
You.
Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Molly, can you mark it down and maybe give National Weather Service a call? Let them know that 23 Mile Road in Gratiot is unpassable. The intersection is totally flooded.
23 in Gratiot. Impassable due to flooding.
That's
right. Try it again. You cut yourself off. Was that affirmative?
Yeah, yes, sir. That's affirmative.
Okay, I'll do it.
You're coming in loud and clear. This is Kate Lyon, UDC for McComb County. Sir, this is a hand channel.
Thank you for the report for the National Weather Service.
Good stuff. Sounds like Captain Grossbeck's about the same way. It may take me a minute to get down there.
Flash flood warning. Flood advisory.
Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec, Pony and East Point, the Sky Warren in effect.
This is KYNU. At the moment, we're on a standby. Nothing official at the moment, but we are monitoring things as the day progresses. So anything to report or anything to pass along to National Weather Service, go ahead and do so. I am monitoring for Macomb County.
I wish to report power outage in the area of 10 Mile and Gratiot, west of Gratiot, north of 10 Mile.
Copy your report. Thank you.
Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec standing by.
KEA NYU from NABHAP.
This is KEA YNU. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, I heard you earlier say you were going to go to the intersection of Cass and Grossbeck. I just figured I'd give you a heads up. I'm at the intersection. Traffic is backed up, but it is getting through.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, Gratiot's, 23 in Gratiot was impassable due to flooding. And there's decent spots of flooding here and there along Gratiot, but people are still getting through, so.
Yeah, also 18 Mile and Garfield, that intersection was impassable. There were several cars stalled out in the intersection.
Okay, we'll mark it down and pass it on to National Service here once we get everything compiled here.
Okay, sounds good. Stay safe out there. This is NABHAP, clear.
You too. This is KYNU, standing by.
WMCD, my train.
KYNU to WABD. Wally up.
WABD, KYNU, go ahead.
We're all set. I think the drive through here. A lot of flooding. I guess another note here. Garfield, just south of Metro, is flooded. So.
Okay, but you see no damage.
No, a little bit of power outage, so, but nothing major. I think we're good.
Very good. I won't report anything then. Let me know when you're back home. Are you assuming you're heading back?
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm gonna take one more pass through Metro and while I head home.
Very good. I will check on you at 3:10. Make sure you're home. WADD.
Flash flood warning. Flood advisory.
KE4ZYQ, the station monitoring.
KE4ZYQ, this is KEYNU. You doing all right there, Joe? Just checking up on you.
Yeah, I was just going to say that storm cell that went through earlier, a few minutes, you know, not too many minutes ago, I sure over this area, I'm not far from you maybe, but the wind had to be at least gusting to 50, maybe higher. It was blowing these trees around here, what little trees we have, pine trees. Luckily, no big regular trees, any maple or anything. But boy, was it blowing.
Yeah, it was coming down pretty good up in New Haven. Yeah, it was blowing pretty good. Looks like a lot of flooding. I got a video of some rotation picking in Garfield area, so I'm going ahead and reported that out Wednesday. I'm going ahead and reported that on to National Weather Service, but hopefully that's it. And, maybe I know later on we're supposed to get more storms, but we'll hope and pray that that it's nothing more than just maybe some rain. Hopefully.
Yep, QSL. That. Sorry, I was just turning off another radio here that was on. What was your call sign again? I apologize.
It's Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November uniform, Dave.
Got everything up to Yankee November uniform, I think it was, right?
Yep, it's Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November uniform.
Alrighty. Well, it's good to know who I'm talking to, because I heard you earlier, but then my mind with all the stuff going on. But I'll be monitoring. I hope this second round here of the main fire coming through the evening all the way into the midnight doesn't get bad for anybody. Not just rain, but winds. Oh, my gosh. KU4ZYQ clear again. Thanks again.
Yeah, not a problem there, Joe. I hope the same. And if you need anything there, Joe, I will be monitoring today. And if it does get bad, we'll probably end up activating on that. But at least for now, we'll just stand by and go from there. But yeah, like I said there, Joe, if you do need anything, give me a holler. This is Key, YMU, let us go back on standby.
Key, NYU, it is a one.
This is Key, YMU, HOY, Tom, how you doing there?
Okay, I've been monitoring the system since the first alarm went off earlier. I should be around all day in case you need anything else. I've been taking it easy. I put a couple of days ago and I've been just taking it easy. But I'm available if you need anything else, including any light driving that might be needed.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that, Tom. And if you need anything, let me know. I'm, like I said, I'll be monitoring today. And hey, those Skywarn reports, you still have those? I know you said mentioned that you typed something out. Emailing those to me, and so I can take a look at them.
Stand by, I got a double. I'll be right back. Sorry about that. What was your question again, please?
Tom, I was just wondering if you had typed out like Skywarn reports, like the sheets and stuff like that, if you could send them my way, I wouldn't mind looking at them.
If I can find them, I'll have to look for them. It's been a while since I made those. A long time ago. I have to see if I can still find them. But I'll take a look for them. If I can find them. Go ahead.
Okay. If not, you know, no big deal. I just figured if it was something easy to get to, and if you still had them, wouldn't mind taking a look at them. But like I said, if it's something, if you can't, not a big deal. Not a big deal at all.
What I can do, we're still having a meeting tomorrow night, if I read your message right. If I have them, which I probably do, I just got to find them, so I'll bring them with me, and I'll show you how they work. They work best on the computer because they've got them linked together. So I will bring them with me tomorrow night. Maybe we can have a little demonstration. They're outdated as hell because there's a lot of the call signs and stuff that people aren't around anymore. So I'd have to actually go through them and update call signs and stuff. But other than that, I'll show you how they work. And if you're interested, we'll go from there. Go ahead.
Okay, that sounds good there, Tom. I appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and stand by again. This is KYMU.
All right, at any time I'll be standing by on the radio. We'll be clear.
Flash flood warning. Flood advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
KYMU. Hey, Wally. I am all set, so I appreciate you checking in on me.
Very good. Hopefully we're good to go for the rest of the evening, but we shall see. Take care. God be
I sure hope so. Alrighty. I'm going to go ahead and stand by. But have a good one there, Wally. We'll talk later. YNU, standing by.
KEAYNU, KCAKJO. I'll just check on the status of things. I'm in Warren right now, but I'll be floating around the area.
Yeah, I'm up here at home, but you survive the weather?
I was at lunch, so yes, I missed all the rain, thank goodness.
Well, see, you can drive it home. A couple of intersections are coming up. So, give you an update there.
And what does White Lake think in regards to the models? Is it the pencils, or did it get cooled off enough earlier today that it's going to get better evening?
Well, we'll see how it plays out. There's still problems later on. We'll see how it plays out. It's a warm front moving through, so.
Sounds like a plan, sir. I'll be bopping around the county somewhere, probably. 73 for now, KDKGO.
Sounds good. We'll keep the channel updated as we go along. This is KDYNU, standing by. The one that I got report on in the video that I sent you that fixed it in Garfield, and then somebody in Slack for NASA Weather Service posted one down in Grossbeck, so it may have been two.
Flash flood warning. Flood advisory. Flash flood warning. Flood advisory. Flash flood warning. Flood advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees.
KCAKJO.
Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch.
is WC8E, Macomb County Skywarn. All stations, please stand by. WC8E, Macomb County Skywarn. National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 436 for 11 counties in southeastern Michigan, including Macomb, until 10 p.m. this evening. Looking at the radar, it's a little ways off yet, so we're going to open the net in condition standby. We will take check-ins. When checking in, we ask that you give your call sign slowly and phonetically, your first name, and your major cross streets. With that, we will begin taking check-ins. This is WC8E, Macomb County Skywarn.
This is GFF. Steve, Sinclair Shores, Crossroads 11 Mile, and Hopper Jeff. Thanks for opening the internet. Give me the GFF.
All right, Steve, got you in there. Thanks a lot. Yeah, not like the phone going off in your pocket on the way home from work.
Yeah.
Control. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. My name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Currently mobile on northbound Greenwich at heading up to the northeast portion of the county, Memphis. And then anything up there, I'll do Echo Link or Discord.
All right, KC8, KJO, mobile. Got you in there. Any other stations?
Net control. This is November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Currently mobile as well. I'm on my way home. I'll be due 23 in Jefferson in about 10 minutes.
All right, November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Just give us a call when you get home and you're settled in. Any other stations, please call net control. Whiskey Charlie 8 Echo.
Net control. This is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November Uniform. Hi. 27 ingression.
Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November Uniform. Got you in there, sir. Thank you. Any other stations wishing to check in, this is WCD Macomb County Skywarn, please call now. Currently under severe thunderstorm watch number, 436, until 10 p.m. this evening. This is WC80.
Net control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, Richmond, 32 Mile, and M19.
Number 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, thanks, sir. Any other? All right, hearing none, we're going to take a short standby so I can get my ducks in a row here. Again, National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for 11 counties, including Macomb, until 10 p.m. this evening. This is WCD Macomb County Skywarn.
This is KPH2YK. I'm at Moravian and Metro Parkway.
KPH2YJ, Moravian and 60 Mile. Heavy in log, sir.
Control, this is an HLY, Tom, 18 Mile Utica Road, checking in.
WHLY, we have you in logs, sir, 18 mile in Utica. WCD, Macomb County Skywarn. We'll both join Congestion Green here in about 5 minutes now that I've got my poop in a group and everything set up that I need. WCD.
This is KE8WUO in Shelby Township, Michigan.
KE8WUO, I need a major intersection, sir. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar, do you have a major intersection, sir, that I can put in a log?
10 mile in Mound Road.
No, you're not KE8WUO.
No, I am blushing. WHRMLD is clear.
All right, well, without an intersection, I'm going to have to remove them from the log. WCA.
Control, this is Kilo Delta 8, Lima Whiskey Delta, Dean, and West Road, 16.5 mile, Dodge Park.
Station ending Lima Whiskey Delta, can I have your prefix again, sir?
Kilo Delta 8, Lima Whiskey Delta.
QFL, Kilo Delta 8, Lima Whiskey Delta, 16 in Dodge.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. The net is now in condition green. National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 436 for counties in southeastern Michigan, including Macomb, until 10 p.m. Remind you, under condition green, we are looking for gust front arrivals, approaching thunderstorms, torrential rain with near zero visibility, hail, please give the size, flooding over curbs or roadway, high winds, and I need the speed estimated or measured, and please state whether it is, in fact, estimated or measured. Also looking for reports of damaging winds over 50 miles an hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. Again, severe thunderstorm watch till 10 p.m. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. The net is in condition green and taking check-ins. Any station wishing to check in, please call now.
Net control, this is Dave, KDAPD at 17 in Hayes.
KD8PBE, 17 in Hayes. Thank you for checking in, Dave. We have you in the log.
Net control, this is John, KE8WUO. I'm at 23 in Chandler.
KEWO, 23 in Chandler. Thank you, sir.
Net control from November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa.
November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa.
I'm just checking in at 23 in Jefferson at the home QTH. Name is Joe.
Very good, sir. Thank you. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 436 in effect till 10 p.m. for 11 counties in southeastern Michigan, including Macomb. That is currently in condition green, and we are taking check-ins. Any stations wishing to check in, please call now.
This
Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Foxtrot Zulu, 13 and Utica.
Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Foxtrot Zulu, I have you at 13 and Utica. Thank you, sir.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. Macomb County is currently under severe thunderstorm watch number 463 until 436 until 10 p.m. Any stations wishing to check in at this time, please call Net Control. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. During a lull, I'd like to remind all stations that we, under condition green, we are looking for reports of gust front arrival, approaching thunderstorms, torrential rain with zero visibility, high winds. We ask you give us the speed and state of it is estimated or measured. Flooding over curbs or roadways, hail, please give the size. Damaging winds over 50 miles an hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. Again, any station wishing to check in, please call WC80. This is WC80, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning number 436 continues until 10 p.m. for Macomb County. Any stations wishing to check into the net at this time, please call Net Control. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn.
Net Control, here is. November 8th, Rich Charlie Bravo. D, 90 mile and chamber.
November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, 19 and Shainer. Thank you for checking in, sir.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is WCAD Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 remains in effect till 10 p.m. for Macomb County. That is currently in condition green, and any stations wishing to check in can call Net Control this time. This is WCAD. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn, and that is currently in condition green for severe thunderstorm watch number 436 till 10 p.m. Any stations wishing to check in at this time, please call Net Control. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 1800 hours, partly sunny, 76 degrees.
This is WCAD Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 continues until 10 p.m. for Macomb County. Any stations wishing to check into the net, please call Net Control. We ask you give us your call sign phonetically and your major cross streets. For example, I'm at Dodge Park in Plumbrook in Sterling Heights, but my major intersection would be 17 Mile and Shainer. So think about that. when you give us our your major intersection. We need something National Weather can find. While I've got the microphone real quick, when giving reports, we ask you to use the time, effect, and location format. Time the event occurred, and what major intersection that you're at it occurred at. Under condition green, we look for torrential rain with near zero visibility reports, approaching thunderstorms and gust front arrival. Also, high winds. Please give us the speed estimated or measured. Please state whether it's estimated or measured. Flooding over the curbs or the roadway, hail with the size. Also, any damaging winds over 50 miles per hour with the damage, wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Any stations wishing to check in at this time, please call Net Control. WC8E, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 continues until 10 p.m. for Macomb County. Any stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankees, Quebec, Joaquin Township.
K4ZYQ, can I have your major intersection, sir?
Yes, I apologize for that. That's Hall Road, M59, and Garfield.
K4ZYQ, I have you at M59 and Garfield. Thank you, sir. WC80, Macomb County Skywarn.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
WC80, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning number 436 continues until 10 p.m. for Macomb County. The net is currently in condition green. Any stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control with your call sign phonetically and slowly, please. I'm old. And your nearest major intersection. WC80, Macomb County Skywarn.
WC80, WC80, KE4ZYQ.
WC80.
Yeah, WC80, this is KE4ZYQ. And the question if we're in code green right now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff, I didn't hear, but maybe you have the info on the part of the storm that came through already recently earlier today. Did they say they clocked what kind of winds we had or gusts? I know it was pretty strong over here by me. Over to you.
No, nothing yet on the Weather Service chat. They'll probably post that stuff after the current event.
Yep, so that, I know over here by me, my area, Clinton Township, here by Hall and Garfield, boy, was the wind blowing hard. I mean, it had to be gusting, if not microbursts or whatever, for that short time. It was, I don't know, at least 45, maybe even 50 miles an hour gusting. I spiked some things, trees didn't fall down there for a second. But thank you, just thought I'd ask back to standby. KE4ZYQ. Thank you.
Very good. They did confirm a tornado in Fraser at 15 Grossbeck this afternoon, and there were a lot of photos of major trees down in the Clinton Township area. WC80 and Net Control. And at 6:30, which is this WC80, Macomb County Skywarn, severe thunderstorm warning number 436 continues until 10 p.m. for Macomb County. Any stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control with your call sign phonetically and slowly and your major nearest intersection. any stations wishing to check out of the net, just contact net control and let us know you're checking out so we can note it on our list. This is WC8D, Macomb County, Skyward. This is WCD, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning number 436 continues until 10 p.m. for Macomb County. The net is currently in condition green and accepting check-ins. When checking in, we ask you give us your call sign slowly and phonetically and your nearest major intersection. Any stations wishing to check in, please call net control. This is WCD, Macomb County Skywarn.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
WCAV, Macomb County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10 p.m. for Macomb County. We are in condition green and taking check-ins. Any stations wishing to check in this time, please call WCAE. Net control, Macomb County Skywarn. Station calling. Station calling net control. Go ahead, sir.
KGRP checking in. We're Avian and Cass.
All right. Every call is Kilo 8 Golf Romeo Papa. 16 Moravian.
Kilo, Echo 8, Julio, Roma, Papa, Cass, and Moravian.
What's the closest major intersection to you, sir?
Just do 16, Moravian. Probably easier.
Thank you, sir. I'll show you at 16 in Garfield. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn.
This is QBGFF to net control.
GFF.
Yeah, Jeff, just a question. Have you heard of any of the other counties reporting in on how bad this front's going to come? Because it looks pretty bad coming across state.
Well, they just issued thunderstorm warnings for Livingston, Washtenaw, and... wasn't Wayne, I have to look. But, southwest of us, they're starting to get it.
Yeah, okay, I wonder if they're not seeing any tornado or tornadoes or anything like that, just thunderstorm?
Yeah, just severe thunderstorm. Let's see. Livingston, Washtenaw, and this should be the other one. And Lenawee. So there you go, Livingston, Lenawee, and Washtenaw. Under severe thunderstorm warning at this time, and the storm is moving to the northeast, so we could catch some of it. But no tornadoes at this time.
Yeah, okay, cool beans. I just don't like them tornadoes. I remember when I lived in Monroe, they come whipping across some farm fields like nobody's business. And sometimes they didn't even get reported. But, okay, no, appreciate you for the report. We'll be in here probably till the rest of the night anyway. Let's give you a chip.
All right, Steve, thanks for hanging in there. WCAV, Macomb County Skywarn.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.
WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 continues from Macomb County until 10 p.m. And the net is currently in condition green. We are taking check-ins. We ask you to check in with your call sign slowly and phonetically in your nearest major intersection. At this time, when giving reports. We ask for the following reports under condition green. Gust for arrivals, approaching thunderstorms, torrential rain with near zero visibility, high winds. We ask when reporting you give the speed and whether that speed is estimated or measured. Flooding over curbs and hail, asking for the size of the hail. Also, damaging winds over 50 miles an hour, wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. If you need to check out of the net, we just ask you to call Net Control and let us know you're checking out. And we thank you for your time. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn.
The second guest is Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf. We're located at Jefferson at Masonic.
You got something a little more major for your nearest major intersection?
Jefferson at Masonic, 13 and a half in Jeff.
Masonic and Jefferson, gotcha.
WCAD, WCAD, KE4ZYQ.
ZYQ.
Yeah, net control, I'm not sure. I had to turn the volume down. I'm not sure if there was any call out or recall out for anybody on frequency still to make sure nobody left if they checked in. But I did not, wasn't able to listen for a few minutes because I got a phone call from an out of the area relative that's about 98 years old that I had to talk to, close relative. So just wanted to make known that I did not ignore any call out or recall out for any attendance or whatever. So I am still here monitoring, so KE4ZYQ going to be listening and clear after you.
No, sir, you missed nothing. WCD.
Thank you, Net Control. This is KE4ZYQ monitoring.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 continues till 10 p.m. for Macomb County. We are in condition green. Any stations wishing to check in can call Net Control. We ask you give your call sign phonetically and slowly in your nearest major intersection. Any stations wishing to check in, please call now. This time we will remind Annette, when making reports, we ask that you use the time, effect, and location format. Note the time of the event, what the event was, tree down, rain over the curbs, high winds, and the location being your nearest major intersection that you checked in with to Net Control, and we will pass it on to National Weather. Thank you all for still being here. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn for information only. Monroe County has been put under a severe third storm warning until 8:30 p.m. WCAD.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
WCV Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 continues till 10 p.m. from Macomb County. Any stations wishing to check in on that, we are in condition green. Please call Net Control. This is WCV Macomb County Skywarn. WCAD, Macomb County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 continues from Macomb County until 10 p.m. That is in condition green, and we are taking check-ins. Any stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control. This is WCD, Macomb County Skyline.
Net Control, this is KE8WUO. I'd like to update my location. I have left work. I am now heading to 14 Mile and Hoover from 23 Mile and Shannon. Now at 14 and Hoover.
KWO, I'll show you mobile. Please contact Net Control when you get to your destination. WCAD, Macomb County Skyline.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening. 20:00 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees.
This is WCD, Macomb County Skywarm. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 continues till 10 p.m. for Macomb County. The net is currently in condition green. We are taking check-ins. We ask that when you check in, you give us your call sign slowly and phonetically and your nearest major intersection. Also, when making reports, we ask you to use the time, effect, and location method, or TEL. Time the event happened, exactly what the event was, tree down, flooding over the curbs, visualize wall cloud, funnel cloud, and location, the nearest major intersection to your location. Any stations wishing to check in, please call now. This is WCAD, Macomb County Skywarm.
Next control.
Station calling Net Control.
This is KE8WUO. I've arrived at my destination, 14 in Hoover. It is targeted at 10.
All right, sir. 14 in Shannon. Heavy in the log. Thank you. WCAD Macomb County Skywarm, Severe Thunderstorm Watch number 436 continues until 10 p.m. for Macomb County. This is in condition green. Any stations wishing to check in, feel free to do so now. Please call Net Control with your call sign phonetically and slowly in your nearest major intersection. This is WCAD Macomb County Skywarm.
This is November 8, Kilo, November, Sierra, name is Don, 14 in Utica, in Fraser.
Stand by at 14, question mark.
14 Mile and Utica Road in Fraser.
I apologize, sir. I'm listening to the other band. 14 and what again?
14 Mile and Utica Road.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
WCAD Macomb County Skywarm. Severe thunderstorm watch number 436 continues till 10 p.m. for Macomb County. The net is in condition green. Any stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control. WCAD Macomb County Skywarm. WCAD Macomb County Skywarm, severe thunderstorm number 436 continues from Macomb County until 10 p.m. And it is currently in condition green. Any stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control. Ask that you give your call sign slowly and phonetically in your nearest major intersection. This is WC80.
Updated weather. Special weather statement.
This is WC80, Macomb County Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm watch number 436 remains in effect until 10 p.m. from Macomb County. The net is currently in condition green and we are accepting check-ins. Anyone wishing to check in to the net, please call Net Control, giving us your call sign slowly and phonetically in your nearest major intersection. Any stations wishing to check in, please call now. This is WC80. I agree with Secure. All right, Dave, you can come back over here.
Copy on deck. KEYMU.
Good job.
Thanks. I was a little nervous there, but held it together. The coffee kicked in and we're good.
T station is a good way to get your feet wet.
Indeed. Good job tonight. I appreciate you, as always, and appreciate your willingness to get the net going, get things going, and you do an awesome job, as always.
Appreciate it. With that, this is WC, Macomb County Skywarn. We have been informed by National Weather as soon as the severe thunderstorm warning is cleared in Wayne County that we will be able to secure. So hang on for a few minutes, folks, and it'll be all over. Anyone wishing to check in, now's the time. WC80, Macomb County Skywarn.
WC80, Macomb County Skywarn, KE4ZYQ.
ZYQ, go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff, I too would like to say thanks for taking the net and always running it with precision. I noticed a lot of the rain is moving out of here according to radar and how it sounds here. Looks like the wind has definitely died down to nothing. And I noticed on the utility, on the internet, the utility company electric shows only so many checked in as power outages, but that doesn't mean that's all of them. DD's got approximately 9,153 outages within this system that went through, and according to the weather report on TV, I noticed they said that's a very small amount compared to what it could have been if the winds knocked out quite a bit, so that's scattered all over. But anyhow, thanks again for the net, and still listening out, KE4ZYQ.
Thanks, sir. WCD.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Special weather statement. Good evening. 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees.
Dave, as soon as you're done, go ahead and secure us. This is Macomb County Skywarn. Mike, kind of secure us from the net as there's no more severe weather threatening Macomb County. So at this time, I'm going to close on that. I'd like to thank all of you for being here tonight. I appreciate it, and Macomb County and National Weather Service do too. So hopefully we won't meet again too soon, but until we do, WCD Macomb County Skywarn. The net is closed. The repeaters return to amateur use.
This is N8VDZ. Thanks, Jeff. Well done tonight. Thank you very much.
N8VDZ, KE4GYQ. Negative, contact N8VDZ, KE4ZYQ, clear.
Net control from N8KNS.
N8KN, this is KYNU. The net has been closed for this meeting. Do you have a report or?
No, I wanted to check out. So, all right, N8KNS is clear.
Yep, sir. Appreciate you reaching out and hopefully. Hopefully the next time we'll have to start one here soon. Again, appreciate your reach out. Have a good night. KYNU monitoring.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Special weather statement. Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Hotel, self-testing.
KF8EDQ.
Good evening, 22 hours, 68 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 70 degrees.